All right, let's dive in. Today, we're all about upping our productivity game with structured activity lists.
Sounds good.
Our source, an article from Chul & CO Partnerships called Creating Structured Activity Lists for Enhanced Productivity,
Okay.
published February 19th, 2025. You know, I bet most of our listeners are already list makers, right?
Probably.
But this article goes deeper. It's about the why, not just the hair.
Right.
Less overwhelm, more control, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it all comes down to psychology. Our brains just work better with smaller chunks, you know?
Like finally cleaning out that junk drawer.
Exactly, that feeling of relief. Same idea, but for your mental to-do list.
So instead of one giant monster list, we break it down.
Yeah, and that's where structured lists come in. Chunking done right, less overwhelm, you're on the path to your goals. But, and this is key, it's not just about getting anything done. It's about getting the right things done first.
Okay, so prioritizing. The article mentions all these different types of lists, daily, weekly, monthly, even like annual ones. A whole productivity toolbox. Let's start with daily lists. What makes those really work?
Well, they actually suggest writing your daily list the night before.
Oh,
I
interesting.
know, sounds simple, but think about it. How much time do you waste each morning just figuring out where to start?
Oh, way too much. I end up feeling drained before I even, actually begin.
Right. So plan it out the night before, and you set yourself up for a much more focused day. And you know all about SMART goals, right?
Sure.
Well, the article has this cool take on that. Using SMART not just for big projects, but for each little task on your daily list.
Oh, I see. So instead of email Sarah, it's respond to Sarah's email about the project timeline by 10 a.m.
Exactly. Way more effective, right? But then, of course, life happens. You've got your perfect plan, and bam, your kid needs to be picked up from school.
Yeah.
That's where buffer time comes in.
Buffer
Yeah.
time.
It's not being lazy, it's being realistic.
Okay, I get that. But, isn't there a risk of overdoing the buffer
Oh,
time?
definitely.
If I block off half my day for what ifs, won't I get less done?
That's a good point. You got to find the balance. It's not about blocking off huge chunks. It's more about sprinkling in smaller buffer zones.
Okay.
Even 15 minutes here and there can make a difference.
Makes sense.
Then you can handle the unexpected without your whole schedule going like totally off the rails.
So it's about being proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly. Less stress, more productivity overall.
Okay, so we've got the daily list down and the buffer time. The article also talks about these weekly reviews, though.
Yeah.
Why are those important?
Weekly reviews are like hitting pause, you
Yeah.
know, taking stock, like what worked, what didn't.
So more than just checking things off, it's about actually thinking about how things went.
Yeah, for sure. It's crucial if you want to like keep getting better at this whole productivity thing.
Huh. See, I usually just kind of power through the week, hope for the best.
I get it. But trust me, this reflection time, it's really important. It's like a mini retrospective, you know, just with yourself. What were your wins? What were the challenges? And the biggest thing, what did you learn? So you can make the next week even better.
Okay, so it's like fine-tuning, analyzing how we did so we get more efficient over time.
Exactly. And this is where you start connecting those daily actions to your big goals. Weekly reviews help you see the big picture, you know, make sure you're on track. Now let's zoom out even further. Monthly, quarterly, even annual planning. The article is big on these longer-term views.
Honestly, long-term planning kind of freaks me out. It feels so overwhelming. I'm more of a go with the flow person. How does that even fit it with daily and weekly stuff?
I hear you, but it's not as complicated as this sounds. It's not about like rigid plans. It's more about broad goals, milestones, just to guide you. So say you want to run a marathon, right?
Okay.
That's your annual goal. Then you break it down, monthly milestones for training, weekly schedules, and bam, you've got your daily runs.
So it's like a roadmap connecting the little things to the big dream.
Exactly. But we've been talking a lot about work, right?
Right.
This all applies to personal life too, maybe even more helpful there because things can be so chaotic.
Tell me about it. Sometimes my personal to-do list is way worse than my work one. Where do you even start?
Same as with work tasks, you know, find the areas that need structure. Chores, meal planning, personal projects, even like planning a vacation.
So instead of having it all in my head, all jumbled up, I make separate lists, like household tasks, meal planning, vacation research.
Boom, there you go. Now you see everything, and you can prioritize within each list. Instead of being overwhelmed by one giant thing, you can be like, all right, this week I'm tackling meal planning, and then I'll feel good.
It's those small wins that keep you going, right?
You got it. Don't underestimate just checking things off, even little things like scheduling a dentist appointment or cleaning out your closet. It all creates momentum.
And the article talks about tech tools too to help us out. They mentioned Todoist, Notion, Trello.
Oh yeah, those are great. Which one's your favorite?
Tough call. They all have their strengths. Todoist is awesome for detailed lists, reminders.
Notion is amazing. It's so versatile. Notes, projects, databases, anything you need.
And Trello, that's for us visual people, right? Love those Kanban boards. So satisfying moving tasks across.
It really is. It all comes down to finding what works for you. Try them out, see what clicks.
So different types of lists, those reviews, using tech to our advantage. It's about what fits our style.
Exactly. And remember, this isn't about being a slave to the list. It's about using these tools to get clear, get focused, and actually feel accomplished, both at work and in your personal life.
Making the lists work for us, not the other way around. So big picture, it sounds like structured lists are all about like taking control, creating a roadmap for work and life, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as we wrap up today, there's this one idea from the article that really like stuck with me. It's that these lists, they're not just about getting stuff done. It's also about that feeling of like clarity, focus.
Oh, I like that.
And ultimately accomplishment.
You know? Not just checking boxes, but feeling good about what we did do.
Exactly. It's about making progress on the things that matter to you, whether it's like that big project at work, or finally organizing your closet, or making time for that hobby you've been putting off.
So many people think productivity is about doing more, but maybe it's more about doing the right things and like actually enjoying that feeling of getting stuff done.
Totally. It's about being intentional, not just busy. And when you get that right, it kind of spills over into everything else in your life, too.
Yeah, it's like you clear out the mental clutter so you can focus on what matters, what makes you happy.
Exactly. And remember, this is a journey, not a sprint, right?
Right.
Some days you'll crush your list and feel amazing.
And other days you'll barely make a dent and just want to hide under the covers.
That's totally normal. Be kind to yourself. Learn from those days and just keep going. It's all about consistency. Even small steps, if you do them consistently, they add up to big results.
So whether you're inspired to make a super detailed schedule or just start jotting down some goals for the week, the main thing is just to start, right?
Absolutely. Take that first step, then another one. You'll be amazed what you can achieve when you like really harness the power of these lists.
This has been great. I feel like I've got a whole new set of tools to like conquer my to-do list and get my time back.
Awesome. And remember, it's all about what works for you. Keep experimenting until you find that system that feels, you know, natural and empowering.
Before we go, though, we always like to leave our listeners with something to think about. The article talks about using these lists for both work and personal stuff. Which area do you think you, the listener, could benefit from the most right now?
Good question. And maybe even more important, what's one tiny step you can take today to get started? Could be as simple as writing down your top three priorities for tomorrow, or downloading one of those apps we talked about.
We'd love to hear how it goes. Until next time, stay curious, stay organized, and keep on striving to be the most productive and happiest version of yourselves.